Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul. Steve Hunt is away this weekend. And today I'm talking to Sandy Harper of Cyrano's about her upcoming season. Welcome, Sandy.
Thank you, Jean. And first of all, I do want to share with you the rest of our 2012 season and give you a little sneak peek into our 2013 season. Because, you know, Cyrano's Theater produces a different show every month, continuously all year round, and our middle name is Eclectic. So right now, we still have Gold Rush Girls on, that national premiere smash hit musical. And a little inside for your audience. Next week, Channel 7 is going to film a concert version of it to be broadcast sometime in December.
Excellent. So. It's a very, very fun musical.
Yeah, it is. And actually,
but I said it's serious. It's not completely just a frothy musical. It's got a plot.
It definitely has a plot, and we're fortunate in the cast we have. They're extraordinarily talented. And, of course, the composer and the playwright hope they strike gold on Broadway someday. So this is just a step in their journey. And right now, we're also, of course, in rehearsal for our next show, which opens on September 14th. It's called American Night, The Ballad of Juan Jose. And it's about this young guy cramming for a citizenship exam. And so he has this dream, a very surreal odyssey into American history, and he's visited by all kinds of luminaries like Teddy Roosevelt and Bob Dylan and Lewis and Clark and everyone in between, and it's really quite fun. And it was a big hit at Ashland in 2010, and the way they described it was it's as if it was written by Firesign Theater, performed by the Marx Brothers, and directed by Monty Python. But our director is Richard Benavides, and he is terrific, and we're having a lot of fun with that one.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the young guy was like a gift from the cosmos who's playing Juan Jose. He new to the city. He's absolutely fluent in Spanish and is adorable. And he is fairly new to theater, and when he came to the first read, he was practically off book. Everybody sat there amazed. But we're very, very fortunate to have him. And we're also working closely with the Hispanic community to launch American Night. So I think it's going to be super exciting and very wonderful. Of course, it also addresses some dark sides of our history as well as all the good things it is to be in America and live in America. And after that, next up is Red Hot Patriot, the humor of Molly Ivins. You know who Molly Ivins is?
Yes, indeed. I even have met her.
Yes, she was here with the ACLU a couple years ago. She's an hilarious political columnist, and this is a play sort of based on all these witty things she would say. As a matter of fact, it just opened at the Arena Theater in D.C. and sold out houses. Elizabeth Ware is going to play the part for us here. And David Edgecombe's going to direct. But that's going to be a limited run. It's part of our political season. Then we're having an extra added attraction in early November, which is 44 Presidents, which was created by this Chicago cutting-edge theater company called Nero Futurist. And it's a little vignette of all 44 of our presidents. And it's really kind of wild. It's a stage reading that we're going to do. And Jeff Aldrich is kind of producing it and directing it for Cyrano's. So that's going to be great. And another thing about that one is it's going to be produced in 44 theaters around the country. We're one of them.
Good.
So it's like a national festival kind of thing. And then, drum roll, another world premiere by our resident playwright, Dick Reichman. And it's about a famous composer, Anton Bruckner. Some people consider him the fourth B. You know, Bach, Brahms, Beethoven, and Bruckner.
I'm a classical music lover, so I'm very familiar with Bruckner. Go ahead.
Oh, good. But it was exciting. And this is what's most exciting about it. On December 10th, during the run, in concert with the production, the Anchorage Symphony is going to play Bruckner's Seventh. So we're all going to be dark that night, go over there and hear the glorious music, and there'll also be a small excerpt from the play. But we were lucky that Randy, the maestro, happens to love Bruckner, But it's hard to get an opportunity to play it because it does involve a lot of instruments, mm-hmm. and it's fairly complicated music.
Yes, it is, and it's long.
Well, yes, that's the other thing about it. But Dick has just become obsessed with Bruckner. He's been working on this play almost mm-hmm. 2 years, and I think it's a really fine play, and I'm looking forward to that one.
Well, before we go any further, we might just briefly mention other plays that Dick has done.
Oh, he's done so many. Bells of Geneva comes to mind, and mm-hmm. particularly My Heart of Hearts. Money is one of my favorites because it was a one-man show written. Well, there was another character played by Laura Emerson. But that was fabulous. It was mm-hmm. fabulous. And I think it's kind of appropriate today. It's about money and investing money and scams about money. So... But anyway, Dick is wonderful. As a matter of fact, right now he's being an actor instead of a playwright or a director. He's in Juno rehearsing Mice and Men.
Which is going to come up here.
Yes, it is. It is. And boy, they have a lot of wonderful Anchorage actors mm-hmm. in it, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we like to, work in mm-hmm. concert with everybody and collaborate with everybody.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with my guest, Cyrano's... famous Sandy Harper talking about the upcoming season. Continue with,
our infamous Sandy
with Bruckner.
Well, after Bruckner's last finale, we're going to end up the year with what's now becoming our Nutcracker or Christmas Carol, because it's a reprise of It's a Wonderful Life, the radio show, mm-hmm. and we'll be doing that with the original cast. And well, it's wonderful. Coming up in 2013, we're opening in January with a play that just closed after a 3-year run off Broadway called Freud's Last Session. And Dick Reichman's there again. He's going to be starring as a Sigmund, the doc himself. And it's really quite a rich, deep, exciting, kind of a little cerebral play. And it's very mm-hmm. stimulating because it addresses all the great ideas that we and thoughts we think about. And the next up is Claiborne Park, which won a Tony and is still running off Broadway because they extended the run. We actually did a reading of it last year when Perseverance Theater was here with Raisin in the Sun, because Claiborne Park is about Raisin in the Sun 25 years later.
I saw it and I enjoy it very much. I'm glad you're going to actually
do it. We're real excited about that. And then in March, we're doing another Sarah Rule. Maybe you saw The Clean House, which was one of our biggest hits. And she's just a really hot young playwright. And this is one called Dead Man's Cell Phone. And I'll just tell you how it opens. There's this cell phone ringing in this cafe, ringing and ringing and ringing, and driving everybody nuts. It does turn out it belongs to this dead man. So, I mean, it is a comedy, but it addresses our obsession with technology as well as our mortality. I mean, we do die, but maybe our cell phones live on. And then in April and May 2013, we have a play that's been the most produced play in the lower 48 last year. It's called Red, and it's about American abstract painter Mark Rothko. And he landed the biggest commission in modern art history, and it was to paint the murals of the Four Seasons restaurant. So the play is about the 2 years of painting these murals with his assistant, gradually getting up the courage to challenge Mark Rothko. Is he selling out by doing something that's for commerce instead of just doing whatever is in his heart to paint? But this play is beautifully written. It's really intense and exciting. And like I said, it's been a big hit wherever it's played. And for us, it's nice. It's only two people in the cast because we have to balance out our season with, you know, larger casts. Musicals, Gold Rush mm-hmm. Girls has 13 people in it. And, production value cost. The summer of 2013, I had wanted to do a play called Potted Potter, which is all 7 of Harry Potter books in 70 minutes. And it just won the Drama Critics Award, and it sounds hilarious, but we just could not afford it. They charge you $18,000 a week to license this play. So we'll wait, because it would be fun, but most likely will do a musical or a comedy because that seems to really work and be fun to do in the summertime.
Well, that makes sense in the summertime because you're right downtown, and I'm sure you get a lot of tourists. I know whenever I've been in there, I find myself talking to people who were not from Anchorage.
Yeah, we're
just stopped
lucky.
In. Unfortunately, we're running out of time.
Okay, well, you can be assured we have lots of more exciting stuff coming up, including a world premiere by Arlisha Jones called Running. So
Running?
It's about running, about women runner.
Very good. Everybody else stay away because they'll think it's all about running.
Well, that happens to be the name of the program about politics on public radio right now.
Exactly. I'm sure we can persuade them to come. Unfortunately, as I said, we're running out of time. However, I'm going to ask you, Sandy Harper, who's been here talking about her upcoming season at Cyrano's, to stay and help me read the calendar. And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. Up until Kateknet's, the last week for How to Make Love Like an Alaskan, a part improv, part scripted comedy. Showtimes are Sunday through Wednesday at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
Join Theater on the Rocks at UAA in a production of Mr. Marmalade, a look into the relationship between a four-year-old girl, Lucy, and her imaginary friend, Mr. Marmalade. The show is not appropriate for children. It opens tonight and runs until Sunday, September 2nd. Performances are Friday and Saturdays at 8 and Sunday at 3 p.m. Tickets will be sold at the door.
In Homer, it's the last weekend to see Next to Normal, with performances tonight through tomorrow and Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Parental guidance is recommended. For tickets and information, call 907-235-7333. That number again is 907-235-7333.
Auditions for Alaska Theater of Youth's production of The Little Mermaid will be held Sunday from 2 to 5 and Monday from 5 to 8 at 610 West Fireweed Lane at the left end of the Alaska Cleaners Building. For information, call 338-4901 or email admin@alaskatheaterofyouth.org.
Anchorage Opera's production of Mrs. President has two performances, Friday, October 5th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, October 7th at 4. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
It's the last weekend to see 1,000 Cranes at Out North Theater. The play is based on the true account of Leslie Ward's experiences in rural Alaska when a village tragedy inspired a global gesture of creative connectivity. Productions are Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale at centertix.net.
Cyrano's is premiering a new musical, Gold Rush Girls, running through September 2nd. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. This is a good musical. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.